Hi.
Oh, hello, darling.
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes.
You're not, are you?
Oh, I'm just tired. I really didn't sleep at all well last night.
You sit down, stop for a bit.
Well, I've got to do the supper.
5 minutes won't make any difference, Mum.
All right.
Now, tell me.
It's just such a strain, Adam. Brian's waiting for me to give him my answer.
And?
It's inevitable, isn't it? I can't have Brian without Rory. And in spite of it all, I want him. And I want the life that I've got here, so that's it. I've got to accept it.
It's very hard for you.
When Brian's with her, it tears me apart. And this is her child that we're talking about.
It is. But maybe you're thinking from the wrong angle. The hard truth is, Mum, Siobhan's not going to be around.
You're right. I know I should feel nothing but compassion,
No, listen to me. Mm-hmm. It isn't about Siobhan. It won't be if you had to take on Rory. She won't be there. It's terrible, but it's true.
Yes.
The future is about you and Brian and Rory. Just the three of you.
Yes. But Rory's not going to forget his mother ever.
No, nor should he. But what happens to Rory will be down to you. And Brian will never be able to go to her again.
Oh, Adam.
Just concentrate on Rory. You said he was a lovely little boy.
He is, but...
And you're a fantastic mum. Look what a terrific job you did with me.
Oh.
And Debbie. With precious little help from either of our dads. It was you and Brian who brought us up, made us into a family.
But darling, you were my children and I loved you. I didn't have to try.
You'll love Rory too.
Will I?
Of course.